Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Buddy Greg Warren going to check in later on this morning. Craig Peters going to phone the program tomorrow. Also, Carrot Top Thursday. Robert Patrick, the actor Robert Patrick.
On Friday.
Friday. Yeah. He's good. I was watching him the other day. I'd forgotten he's one of the ensemble casts in a great movie, Copland. He's in that, too.
Oh, yeah. Guy's... I mean,
that movie's so good, man.
And he was in Sons of Anarchy for a little
while.
Yes, he was. And he's come back in The Mayans as that same character.
Has he really? Okay.
Yeah, when they brought some of the sons into the storyline.
And this new DC thing, I'm going to click it on because it's R-rated, right?
Oh, very.
Yeah, it's very. It's Mr. Skin-oriented,
yeah.
Right?
The character that John Cena plays is a spin-off, that newest Suicide Squad movie that he was in that as the same character.
Oh.
And then they spun this off into an offshoot.
It's a hardcore thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, this guy's been in a ton of stuff.
Oh, he has.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's the liquid cop in Terminator.
May remember him from Terminator.
Terminator, man. That's him, yeah.
And his brother is the lead singer of Filter.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Richard Patrick?
Yep.
Nice shot. Is that Filter?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that his brother has some daddy issues. So they have that other song where he's like, "Hey, Dad, what do you think about your son?"
Now, really,
just repeats that over and over again. Like, oh, man, it's a bud result.
Let's take a picture.
Something, yeah.
I'm not going to ask him that. Hey, does your brother Scott have problems?
Right. Does your brother like your dad?
They still together, that band?
Well, I think that's one of those where
he's out with other guys, right?
If it's that
on a '90s tour,
if it's Filter, it's him and whoever he surrounds himself with.
Yeah. Wasn't he just inducted into the Hall of Fame with Nine Inch Nails?
I think he was. Yeah.
Oh, he's actually in that band.
He was in Nine Inch Nails to start. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mega Millions jackpot getting bigger, worth nearly $400 million tonight.
Yep. Now I'm back. Now you go buy one now. I don't need anything less than $400 million. Todd waits for a billion. He ain't skimping.
Well, what would you do with $400 million?
Yeah, I know. I'm good.
Yeah.
But you got a billion to throw at me. I'll take that. Otherwise, I'm good.
I've seen on social media twice Patrick Mahomes' wife. They have a dog that has required surgery, and two times in the past few months, it's been like, thank God for pet insurance. I'm like,
oh,
he makes $500 million. I think it's nice you have that, but
I don't have pet insurance. You're right.
I think you're okay.
Screw her. I spent $6,000 total for two new ACLs on our dog. $3,000 one year, and year and a half later, another $3,000.
Never priced the pet insurance.
No.
I've always been curious about.
I guess if you had a bunch of dogs laying around, you might buy it because they're all eventually going to break down.
Like Todd.
Yeah. But Todd's just died. They don't hurt themselves, have they?
Oh no, they've gotten sick.
Okay,
but nothing major like
that. Like what I had. We had to get the ACL. Or Jim's dog had the ACL fixed. That's like three. They're like $3,000-$4,000.
So the moral of the story is injury.
Don't buy weak dogs.
Yeah, well, small dogs
buy strong
sometimes
dogs.
Get hips. Yeah.
Well, small dogs have to jump off.
Right.
The bed.
Or
jump off the couch.
Huge areas, right.
That's always surprised me. Our little dog especially, she can jump high. Like, if I could jump that high, I could just jump onto the roof of my house.
Now, I haven't seen the video. Todd was watching it yesterday because Mahomes' woman is just horrible, and she's spewing champagne over fans outside her.
I saw this.
Yeah.
And she's, yelling, "You never doubted us." And shut up.
Everything
she
does
annoying,
on
man.
Social media
is horrible.
Is super annoying.
Everything.
Her and Scott Mahomes. They both make him so much more hateable.
Right. I don't find her likable at all.
The internet has turned against the Chiefs because of those two specifically.
Really? Yeah, it's not Mahomes. It's his.
No,
it's her and his brother.
It's not Mahomes at all. I hope he pulls a Sierra, though, on her and dumps him like Wilson did.
Yeah.
Dumped his first wife for a hot singer.
My only knock on Patrick Mahomes is the fact that I don't think he's that good of an actor.
He's getting better.
He's getting better.
He's getting better when he says, "I'm just a sneaker ahead." That's a kind of funny commercial. And he's vaccinated.
But the wife and the brother make him very hateable.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I like the one where they're in the weight room of all the characters.
Yeah.
There's Biceps Byron.
Oh, yeah.
Shreddy Betty.
My man, Handstand.
And Handstand.
I like Shreddy Betty.
I like that they went so far as to give Jake from State Farm khaki-colored gym shorts.
Oh, they did.
With the red shirt.
But, yeah, she is annoying. And that's not the reason I don't like the Chiefs.
But she's very annoying.
It's one reason.
And you mentioned before, that's like a middle school girlfriend, right? The guy didn't he didn't move on.
Yeah, they've been together forever.
He didn't move on from that? Jesus. All that wasted tang, man.
Yeah, but the work for her. It's probably her idea.
Come on, it's Mahomes.
All that wasted tang.
Sorry. I know that's pretty hardcore. I accept saying that loud.
I mean, even before the NFL, he was big man on campus.
Oh, yeah.
At Texas Tech. Yeah. He was the starting quarterback for the football team.
Yeah. Probably loves her.
Could have been bathing.
Mariah Carey would text you back.
Right.
Are there countries where all the pets are insured? Where there's universal pet health care?
It's just the United States that doesn't have that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not speaking to the public when she says stuff like that. They're worth like $500 million, right? Whatever.
Yeah.
Pet insurance.
Thank God for pet insurance.
What?
Yeah. I'm sure that's going to stress you out, writing that check.
If it were worth it, we probably would have gotten it.
Oh, because if you have a bunch of dogs breaking down all the time.
Christy's on top of that.
Yeah. It's probably like anything else, Todd. It's probably a big deductible.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
You know? Oh, the deductible's $3,000. Well, the operation's $3,000, you dumb.
Well, let's be
honest. But good thing our dog's out of ACL, so, you know.
If Christy makes those decisions, if it came right down to it, she'd cancel Todd's health insurance if the dogs needed it.
That's right.
I mean, if we need to make hard decisions.
Well, that's how Todd busted his leg up, jumping from the bed.
That's right.
He says it's that skiing thing, but that's exactly what happened. He jumped from the bed one morning.
No, the new story is I hit a moose.
That's
right. Remember that?
That's right.
That's a much better story.
I like the moose story,
Affordable prices starting at $20 a month for dogs. You're right. The deductible has to be sky high.
I bet it is.
I've also often wondered, because I watch a lot of the Weather Channel, and there's Chris Berman.
Yep.
Car Shield.
How much they paying him for that?
Berman's, I don't know.
Berman's rich.
Yeah.
I mean, he's rich.
He doesn't need the money.
He's got a house in Hawaii. He doesn't do anything. I think he does the weekend football stuff on ESPN just because he's bored.
What? Just one show.
And he's just bored. He's just bored. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, but is that your car breaking down insurance? Is that worth it?
Yeah.
No, it's not just him. Well, he's car guard. There's Car Shield with Ice-T.
No, that's all the same one.
Oh, same
people. Right. Ice-T, him, and Ernie Hudson are all pimping Car Shield.
I think there are several forms of,
Yeah, I don't know.
Car breaking down insurance.
There are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some are better than others, according to the mechanic.
Right. Okay. We know mechanics.
I'm always weary of the commercials where I have to be like, this is not a scam.
Right.
I'm very suspicious.
The car breaking down insurance, it's kind of like health insurance where you pay based on the age and condition of your car. Like, does your car have pre-existing conditions? Like, is it already a piece of crap?
Is it a junker?
Or is it a Focus?
Right.
Although Craig's is a nice
smooth
Craig's
sailing.
Is a nice Focus. Is your Focus newer than his, Craig?
I doubt it.
Looks nice. Yours is a little...
It didn't get driven for a while.
Okay, that's right.
It's well-rested.
Yeah.
Apparently, we have one dog that's insured.
And that'd be you, because you're the dog in that house.
Well, two, if you're going to include me.
Can't you bring if you have a bunch of labs that look similar, can't you bring a dog in and say that's the dog that's insured? Think about that.
Yeah.
Is there a photo of that dog?
I suppose you could.
Easily.
Yeah, they're not taking paw prints before your visit.
No, there's no way to tell. Well, insure one, all our dogs look alike. I would do that. Maybe your wife just did that, and I didn't think about it.
Right. Just insure the one dog.
Yeah. If you buy the dogs, look at them all. You buy another dog, they don't know.
I can't tell them separate, let alone the vet.
Right. Not one time. Now, if they come back more, the vet can figure it out.
I think the vet could.
But not the one time.
Yeah, but we're probably not going to fraud the insurance company.
Why not?
Yeah, they're like, you need these glands expressed again?
Yeah, I suppose if you're going to risk getting caught doing insurance fraud, it's not over the dogs.
You'd be easy to get away with it. Because dogs look alike. Dogs look alike.
Until it's not. And then you're doing jail time for trying to defraud your dog insurance.
That's headline material right there.
Thank God for that. Read the room. There are people not eating, and she's saying, thank God for dog insurance.
Well, he makes the most.
I know.
Out of everybody that plays in the NFL.
Everybody, right.
Hang on. Christy's here to explain dog insurance.
All right.
Hey, honey. Okay. Huh. Hey, you can't just substitute a dog out, much like you can't substitute your kids out. They dogs have microchips in them. And before.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, before they do anything, they compare the microchip number inside the dog to the microchip number on your insurance.
So that stops. Stops dog. And so I thought about that, and they figured that out. Okay, good.
Yeah, they're tracking your dogs.
So is
they know where your dog goes all the time.
Bill Gates got to it.
Is Todd microchipped?
Yeah. I think so. You know, he got it when he got his booster. Sure. You know. Yeah.
we're all 5G here.
Yeah.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah, but it's good to have. It's pretty, you know, supportable. And, you know, Mike, if you had it, it would have paid for your dog.
I know. But I didn't know they were going to bust two ACLs. Exactly. Right.
I know. All right. It sucks, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay. Have a good day.
Right. See ya.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
She's not a paid spokesperson, by the way.
No, for some dog insurance. We haven't mentioned any names.
She didn't mention a brand name.
Some dog insurance.
I think that's what it's called.
Right.
When I picked up the phone, she's like, they are so wrong. I'm like, well, yeah.
No, but we were right. Because they
just
thought.
In general.
The insurance company thought that somebody, hey, they're going to bring in a dog looks the same thing and do this. Well, we'll microchip it.
At least you picked up the phone. Because a lot of people just listen to the radio and say to themselves, or yell at the radio, they're so wrong. Yeah. And don't bother to call to correct us.
Because
we'll take that.
Or Google it and research it and email us 3 days later.
You could do that.
Listen to the podcast.
That's more likely.
I hate those douchebags. Yeah.
Do your own research.
Yeah, because they don't know that we've moved on from that
and we don't care. And we don't care at all. Do not care at all.
But I'm glad that they cared for that moment.
Right.
And thought that we did.
I'm getting reports of $85 a month, $250 deductible for this particular dog insurance.
That's a lot of money, man. I'm not paying $85 a month.
This comes from someone who has no kids.
Oh, yeah. I'm not paying $85 a month.
You got to submit like the dog's age and mileage.
Probably.
Can you get goat insurance, puss? You know, how much a month?
Just get a new goat.
That's right. No emotional attachment with puss, man. He doesn't care.
Bring in another dead-eyed goat.
Well, if it ain't dead-eyed, it will be soon when it finds out what happens to it. Oh.
That's a lot to this dog insurance. Are there copays and stuff for the visits? Because if you're paying $85 a month,
just for the insurance,
that's what, nearly $1,000 a year. Right. Plus, it's like how often does a dog cost that at the vet?
And a lot of times, dogs go through their life without anything major and just die.
Yeah. You know? This she says annual exams, shots, shot appointments covered, but and any emergencies.
All right.
But you're right. I'll just pay for the annual exam because that's like $100 and that's once.
Yeah.
How much get my anal glands expressed, by the way?
We can talk.
Yeah, free.
Free?
Okay, well, Todd's up then.
Todd's up.
I need the practice.
They actually do that when they cut the dog's hair. Yeah.
That's got to suck.
I've seen it done, yeah.
I bet you there's a goat out there somewhere that's insured. Somebody's prized goat.
Well, if you get a job at, like, you know, the dog groomer.
Yeah, and that's where
like,
that's
part of it. People just cut hair. They're like, oh, no, by the way.
You got to squeeze the butthole.
I hang up the phone, and that's the first thing I hear.
Yeah.
Expressing anal glands. They do it at the dog groomer.
An Ohio man is going viral over video of him walking a rooster on a leash.
When I express my anal glands, it's usually angry.
Fauci!
You're going to ruin the chair. Stop it.
It's usually Fauci. It causes me to express my anal glands. Yeah,
like it rages you.
Like all of our political card commercials we're seeing in this stupid state right now.
I still want to run gun for office.
It'd win here.
Yeah. Like
it went a lot of states.
I mean, it's
red states.
Lieutenant Governor Gunn.
Yeah.
I don't know if you put Bible up against it.
You got to
show. Oh, that'd be a tough one.
Yeah.
Gunn would win.
You got to write.
I think so. I think
conservative farmer Gunn.
Because people would start actually saying what the Bible actually says and not what people want it to say.
Oh, yeah.
And they will not vote for that.
Right. And Gunn could
go totally.
If the
truth comes out about Bible.
Right. If the truth comes out about Bible, if people actually read it, they would be pissed.
You got to win that battle, Craig, because you're losing it.
Plus, I would be running the campaign for Gunn.
He
would totally be a victim.
Right.
They want to take Gun away. They want to put
a white
gun away.
It's going to be a white gun, right?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's against Gun.
Yeah, we got some of the.
And nobody realized.
You also live in a red state. We have a governor campaign coming up, two governors running against each other for the Republican nomination, which is basically the governorship in the state. And they're just trying to outgun each other and outdick each other and outfarmer each other and outbible each other. Herbster and Pillen. Look them up if you're out
in the
morning. It's the worst two dudes. God,
I was happy to hear that he's finally a Republican who has faith in God.
Oh my God,
I've been waiting a long time for that.
It was a relief, and they hate Biden and Fauci too. By the way,
dog insurer on one.
Yeah. Insurer.
Yeah, right. That's what I was talking about. She finally just.
She has the insurance. She doesn't sell you the.
No. She has it.
Okay. Hi, Annalise.
Oh, Annalise.
Hey, morning. Good morning.
Yeah, Annalise, I guess it's like you got this double income, no kid salaries happening, you and your lovely husband
there. Choice.
I know, and you just have it, and you always, and I love your life. I see it all the time, and I got your dogs insured. Great. Good for you.
Let's get creative with wasting our money. Okay. Dog insurance.
Well,
you
got to
have dog insurance in case something goes with the dog sitter when you're off in Portugal. Yeah.
Or
where you are
Thank
this
you.
Week. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's why you don't have kids.
My employer offers a discounted pet insurance, so it makes sense. Yeah, because normally I think it would be like $100 a month. I can't remember what the cost difference is, but basically, as long as I submit his receipts for like his annual exams and his shots and any other visit that we make to the vet, I'm pretty sure it's like 90% they pay back.
Whoa,
so
wow.
His annual exams and shots are around $400 to $600. And I usually get about $450 to $500 of that back.
Oh,
as long
good.
As I submit the receipts.
What kind of dog you got?
He's a Schnorky. He's a Schnauzer Yorkie. He looks like Toto.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's a cute little dog.
He's a little guy. He's 13, and I've had the insurance since 2019. I don't know if it would have been less expensive if he was younger, but I feel like he's, again, he's an older dog, so he's going to start breaking down more and more.
It doesn't go up as he gets older?
I would think so.
It hasn't. I've had it since 2019, and it hasn't gone up.
That's an old Schnorky. Yeah. All right.
He's a Schnorky,
Thank you, Annalise. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Yeah, okay.
Bye now.
Bye.
She apparently likes old Schnorkies.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The creator of Full House is putting his Southern California mansion up for sale.
Well, probably made a few bucks doing that. So how much?
And let's see, $85 million.
Yeah.
He bought the property a couple decades ago, upgraded the home to its current condition. It also happens to be the place that was the site of five of the Manson family cult's infamous murders.
The second one, not where Sharon Tate was killed, the other house. They killed more people the very next night.
No, this was Sharon and four others were killed.
Oh, the original, that house.
Here.
Did he tear that house
now
down?
He did tear that down.
That's an old house, yeah.
He tore that one down, a former home that stood on the property. That was demolished in 94. However, for some reason, it is coming out saying, hey, this is where that happened. And not mentioning that, they tore that house down and built another one.
Right,
and
exactly.
So he has called this connection irrelevant in an interview with the Wall Street Journal.
And that is
probably the case.
Yeah, I would too if I was trying to make $85 million.
It's not poltergeist. It ain't like an Indian burial ground. Yeah. This is, they tore it down, you know?
Yeah, it's just the ground where that happened.
The bloodstains are all gone.
Right. Yeah.
It would still cross your mind.
And if you're that kind of money, I'm sure the house is unbelievable.
Yeah. What's that guy's name?
Jeff Franklin.
I remember seeing that pop up all the time on that full house.
Okay.
Yeah. There's nothing there that's ever going to make you even think of that.
No.
I'm sure it's a gorgeous mansion. Everything on the property is pristine.
Other houses ripped down.
Yeah.
Right.
Another thing that might distract you is the fact that you have $85 million that you can spend on a house.
Yeah.
So you probably don't worry about much.
No.
I don't know if you crank up the White Album there.
No.
A 24-year-old woman has been charged by police for telling them a child was in her car so that she could get faster help from being locked out.
And they looked inside and said, even with tinted windows, you can actually see. And they go, no kid in there.
Yeah.
She didn't think that through, did she?
Yeah. You got to play out the whole scenario in your head.
Yeah, she's charged with reporting a false alarm.
They busted open. They go, there's no kid there.
Yeah. Don't do that.
What if she just tried to hop in the driver's seat real quick? Thanks. Bye.
Shut up, honey. Yells in the back seat to nobody. She's dumb. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.